Executives at Yahoo are also facing angry shareholders, one in particular because of their decision to reject Microsoft's takeover offer. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn is apparently trying to revive merger talks by launching a battle or a proxy contest. That's where he collects votes of other shareholders who agree with him. He's trying to replace the company's entire board of directors, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Carl Icahn has reportedly bought 50 million Yahoo shares since Microsoft withdrew its bid for Yahoo earlier this month. That's about a 2% stake in the company. Now Icahn is trying to put together a new board, one that would close the deal. But there's no indication that Microsoft is still interested. In fact, the company says it has, quote, moved on. Law professor Carl Tobias of the University of Richmond says Icahn must think there's still a chance.
I think he's banking substantially on his hope that Yahoo and Microsoft can yet agree. And without that, it does seem less clear exactly what he is doing.
Yahoo shareholder Eric Jackson of Iron Fire Capital says he believes Icahn sees an undervalued company that can be made more profitable with or without Microsoft, adding, a change in the leadership of Yahoo is long overdue.
I believe that shareholders will come out, will side with any dissident directors, because they want to see a better representation of their interests.
If things go according to the current plan, Icahn's slate of directors would be voted upon at Yahoo's annual meeting in early July. But a lot could change between now and then. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.